Hello and welcome to the Sincerely Sins podcast. This is the 31 days of Proverbs edition and I am your host, Cindy Swah. I hope that you are well today. It is the 10th of August, meaning we are on the 10th chapter, chapter 10 of the book of Proverbs. And basically, the book of Proverbs are the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of King David, the wise a king who is known for being wise, obviously wise king. But also there's a scripture where Solomon asks God for wisdom in order to be a great king, in order to be a wise king and a rich king. And, you know, he doesn't ask for riches, he only asks for wisdom, but God rewards him with wisdom and riches, you know, which attests to the word that you should seek first the kingdom of God and all things will be given to you, right? So yes, that's the history of Solomon, the wise king. So throughout the chapter, the consequences of a deceitful mouth and heart are revealed to us. And so are their expectations that we can have from leading a righteous life, right? There is a repetitive mention of the mouth, the tongue, and heart. And in the previous chapters, we have been advised to keep all of those things pure. Now, today's highlights, my highlights reads from chapter 10, from verse 19 to 20, and it reads, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise. The tongue of the righteous is choice silver, the heart of the wicked is worth little." Now, verse 19 reminds me of the expression, empty tins make the loudest noise, right? Which means that those with the least knowledge usually speak the most and are the loudest. Talking does not always equal giving sound advice, and that's what we need to always be cautious of, right? Just because you said something doesn't mean that you said something that is impactful or that is good and right. You have to remember that words reveal the state of our hearts. For example, if you come to someone asking for their advice in something that they have not dealt with, you can bet your money that they will advise you based on whatever they're still feeling. If it's revenge that they're still seeking from that experience that you guys share, then the advice will be driven by vengeance. A wise person, however, will always listen first. They will always listen. They will pay attention to your words and however you're describing the situation, because a wise person knows that there are two sides to a story and that words carry intention. And their response will inspire peace, and their response will guide you into finding happiness again. They will guide you to finding breakthrough again, because they know how to detach emotion, right, and analyze the situation before they open their mouths. So just because you said something, like I said, does not mean that whatever you said was right. And that's what the scripture is telling us, that sometimes you might be saying words, but they are sinful and they are enticing sin. Words are signals coming from the heart. In Matthew 15, chapter 15, verse 18, it says, "But those things which proceed out of the mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man." Right? Those things that proceed out of your mouth come from the heart, and they defile a man. Words signal the state of your heart. And as I mentioned in the previous episodes, words are prophecy, right? And they will work for you as you work, as you walk in the righteousness of God. Job 22 tells us, 22 verse 28, it says that you will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. You will declare it. You will declare it through your righteousness in God. You will declare it and it will be done. And light will shine on your ways. The proof is in the writing. So use your words to bless yourself and those around you. Let your tongue work in your favor, but remembering that you can only do, it can only be impactful if you have a clean heart, if you're operating from a place of pureness and good intention. And if you don't feel like you're at the right space with your heart, ask God to work in you, and I promise you, you will see a miracle. I always say, just go to the source. The person who knows you, the person who knows how to work from within, the person who knows how to work with the Spirit, and that's God. Go to God and say, I don't feel right. Something does not feel right in my soul. Please help me and shine your light upon me and clean my heart and move me in the direction that I should go. And it will be done. It will be done. You have that power. So that is it for me today. I'll see you tomorrow. May God bless you. And may you see His glory in everything that you do. Bye.